USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday signed into law the Parental Rights in Education Bill, dubbed by critics the Don't Say Gay Bill, to ban classroom instruction on sexual orientation and gender identity. The law will shield kids from kindergarten through third grade from the topics.
Now in Florida, we found at least six school districts that had policies to cut parents out of decisions regarding their child's well-being and to shield them from knowing about various forms of mental health services. Broward, Hillsborough, Miami-Dade, Palm Beach, Sarasota, and Volusia counties.
Critics of DeSantis say the bill is putting children in harm's way. Ukraine officials say it's hoping that today's first face-to-face peace talks with Russia in over 2 weeks could lead to a ceasefire. But a senior U.S. State Department official said President Vladimir Putin did not appear ready to make compromises to end the war. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford. For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Tragedy strikes after a snow squall that led to a multi-vehicle crash on Interstate 81 in Pennsylvania Monday. Heavy fog and rain from the squall caused 40 vehicles to crash. About 20 people were taken to area hospitals and three perished about 50 miles west of Allentown. Will Smith and Chris Rock have made up in Hollywood.
Actor Will Smith is apologizing to Chris Rock for taking the Oscar stage Sunday to slap the comedian after a joke at the expense of his wife, fellow actor Jada Pinkett Smith, who suffers from alopecia, an autoimmune disease that causes hair loss. On Instagram, Smith said that he was out of line and that his actions are, quote, not indicative of the man I want to be. Smith won the award for Best Actor for his portrayal of Richard Williams in the movie King Richard, the story based on the father of tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams. Smith also apologized to the Academy, which has opened a formal inquiry, as well as to the Williams family. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Yes, we did. So talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real.
The possibility of food shortages in America is real. Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, on Newsmax weighs in.
I mean, I was struck when you talked about him talking about shortages. You know, think about Ronald Reagan talked about America being that shining city on a hill. President Trump said we're going to make America great again, and he did. And now here comes Joe Biden. What's he say? Get ready for shortages. I mean, this is the result of the lack of leadership, of the bad policies and all the bad decisions from the Biden administration. And you're exactly right. We'd better, as this administration, had better change course. The problem is, Grant, I don't think they can, because I don't think the hard left will let them change anything. They're beholden to all these crazy policies, particularly the crazy energy policy that is, frankly, I think, the catalyst for this whole situation, because Putin used the leverage that came with the energy based on the crazy decisions of the Biden administration to launch this terrible invasion of Ukraine.
Attorneys filed court documents for some of those killed and injured during last year's deadly Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas, alleging that rapper Travis Scott violated a gag order to influence possible jurors and rebuild his reputation ahead of a potential trial. The complaint swirls around a project Scott made earlier this month called Project Heal, a $5 million initiative that includes funding for safety challenges for festivals and large-scale events. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.